तो गोविंदा दासी से इनवाइटेड ऑल एंड एंगेज्ड ऑल इन श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम दास्यम सख्यम आत्मनिवेदन अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर क्वालिटी ओ ही एंगेज्ड ऑल सो माय हार्टली ब्लेसिंग्स टू हर and those here in this festival, they have helped any way, like Prabhu Patna, Sarbhauma Prabhu, Vishakha Patna, Sudevi, Kishori Mahan, Jagamohan, Shikhandi, Nanda Gopal and those who took in drama play in doing kirtan. Anyhow, they came and joined. From my heart, of course, I am blessing them. Krishna should be merciful to them. I could not take the name of all Shyamrani and so many. Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Prabhu Pundari,
Lola Didi.
Lola Didi. What? Brahmachari? Radhanath Brahmachari. All stuff to us. I'm very happy. I want any gathering like this. In these 5 days, so many are so much inspired. I think that almost all, they are changed so much. Now they are very energetic. Like at the time of Swamiji. So I am very happy. You should not be weak. In future, very bold and strong. Be like Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj. Take your life in your hands for Krishna Bhakti. And always be ready to give this in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If you are like so, surely Nityananda Prabhu is responsible for this especially. If you are not going to Krishna, he is responsible. He has promised like this. Jatheshtam re bhrata kuru haru hari hari dhvan manisha tato nayo mai lagi idam bahu sphotai ratati rati anija pratibhiham aje nityanandam bhaji. He has promised. Or you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you are not going to Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, I am responsible for you. You should come to me and then complain. No one came to him up to now. There is no example. All became happy and all joined. So, I'm also telling you all, chant, remember the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, his name, Radha name, and be happy for it. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he met, he told that, now you are Guru. I'm giving the qualification of Guru. You should chant yourself Hare Krishna and tell it to others to whom you meet or see. You should say them that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I order like that. That you are now Guru and you should preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
He made all Guru. to preach this, to give this message to whole world. And very soon, all that South India, all West India, all North India, South India, all became devotee. At first, they were like Mayavadi, very strong Mayavadi. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all became. I want to see that when I will come in next tour, I should see that almost, not less than 1,000 should come. You also, at least one devotee make 20, 25, 30, 50, 100 devotees. You should preach to all. Now, you should make this chanting of Harinam very inconcessional rate. What is concession? Though you are not pure devotee, if you are drinking, making merry, within sense gratification, still you should chant Hare Krishna and be ready for future, for taking initiation. Now, what you are, where you are, how you are, you should chant. Like Nityananda Prabhu. He saw that, these two drunkards are very qualified for this. Jagaya and Madhai, drunkards, very sinful. These are qualified persons. If they are liberated by this name, then I will have a very strong faith on Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, I will not believe him. I will reject him. And what became? When Nityananda Prabhu only wished, they were liberated. And you know that one of them, some clay pot of that drinking wine. Even he told, I have come to give it in concessional rate. You should chant even. And they chanted and they became very high class. So with this concession you should preach and make them ready to come to me. And then I will take them. That they will be very high class of devotees. In this way you should preach. Go on doing this. You know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, and in Ram Kali Gram he met with Rupa and Sanatan. And how he ordered them that you should very soon meet with me in Vrindavan. I am going to Vrindavan. And they left everything. Rupa Goswami divided his whole property into two parts. One for Brahmins and one for family maintenance. And this was given. And some he kept to some businessmen. Where Sanatana Goswami was in prison. That if he needed, he will need, you should give him. So many coins, thousands of coins, was kept in business house. And how Sanatana Goswami it gave as a bribe to the jail keeper. And he was liberated from there. Even he was coming in the way with his one servant. And in the way, some dacoits were there, and they wanted to kill both and to take that jewels. But Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He told that, have you anything with you? He told that, I have some. Gold coins. At once you should give me. And he took. And he gave to black white leader. And then he became very happy. Oh, I have been saved by doing some sins. Otherwise in the night I will have killed you both. But you are giving yourself. Now what you want, I will serve you. He told that, or take me out of this forest and hilly places. I want to go to Varanasi. Oh, they did it. But the leader of the dark white told that, and still he, your servant has one golden coin. But I don't care, you should go. And when he, Sanatana Goswami, came out of the forest and hilly lands, or on the bank of Ganges towards Varanasi, he asked, have you something any more? He told that, oh yes, I have one. Why you kept? This is like a death. Call. Why you kept? Oh, I have kept only to serve you. Oh, then you have no faith in God. The Krishna is merciful, you have no. So you should return back with this money. He began to cry, but even he was so hard that he told her, I cannot take you. You will make me so many problems. So when you are going to do bhajan, you should be niskinchan like Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise you cannot be and cannot be. Certainly. One day you will have to keep all these things and to be niskinchan like him. Otherwise, sweet pastimes of Krishna and name cannot come in pure way. What we are now chanting and remembering, these are not pure. Oh, often it becomes, oh, what? Aparad. Namaparad. And sometimes it may be, oh, Namabhash. Even Namabhash is coming of very high class. It will destroy all your sinful activities, all ignorance and everything. Then you will be qualified for pure name. So first, oh, anyhow, we should not give up to chant name with aparadha also. We should go on doing. And by the high class of assured system like this, you will be very strong. And then, it may be some namabhas can come. If you are chanting for 16, you are chanting 64 rounds in one, 64 round, one name may be namabhas. It may be not. But those who are fortunate, their names will be namabhas. And one namabhas will destroy all things. Darkness will go. The light of name will come. Your heart be purified. And then it will be the platform for pure name. And one name, what will do? It will attract Krishna. It will attract Srimati Radhika also. And then very soon, that rati, mood, bhava will come. So one name even, if one name even in your life comes, it will destroy your all prarabdha karma. You know prarabdha karma? By prarabdha karma we have taken this body, human body, now. And it is essential that you will have to enjoy the fruits of your bad activities, good activities, for which this human body is made. You cannot avoid. No, never and never. You will have to. Whether you are laughing or whether you are weeping. Like a doctor, if he wants to operate and make you healthy, then whether you are laughing or whether you are crying. Anyhow, you will give some scent. And you will be. And he will easily operate. He knows the tricks. And he will must operate. So Krishna is a very high class of doctor. And there, and he is so many subordinates like Guru Acharya. They are more than him. Krishna can have some consideration. But this Acharya, no consideration. They will do very quickly operate you. And all your bad things they will take. So try to follow all these things. If anyone of this whole council is following, then my preaching is successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Srila Prabhupada has told, also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has told the same thing. Not only they, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita and all Shastra tells like that. That it is very rare, very rare. You are very rare. Oh, so many elephants, so many tigers, so many bears, so many fishes, so many trees, creepers in this world. Lots and lots humans. There are so many species of human life. No? How much? 4 lakhs. Oh, among them you are. So you are also rare. But I want rare of rare. Oh, what is that slok? Narayan Parayana Sudurlabha Prasantatma Kotiswapi Mahamya. Muktanam of Siddhanam Narayan Parayana. Even Narayan. And in them, one Krishna Bhakti is rare. In Krishna Bhakti also, Siddha Bhakti are more rare. In them, those who have a taste in greed in Brajarasa, they are more. In them, if anyone is of Dasyarasa, very rare. In their rares, Sakharasa, Vala Bhakta is so rare. And in them, Vatsalya more rare. And Kotiswapi Vatsalya Rasa, Vala Bhakta, one gopi mode is rare. Very rare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this special mercy to all and add the same message for you. So you are so lucky. Don't be weak for sense gratification. Sense gratification cannot help you. You cannot be happy. After 2 days, you will be very worry and so much problems will come. No in help in this world. This path is very bad. In this way, very ferocious tigers and all are there and burning fire is there. If you go, at once you will be burnt. Don't come with me. In bhakti path, it is very easy, very easy, very smooth, very fragrant. So much shade of trees here, kadamba tree, tamal tree, so many. You'll be happy. Everywhere sweet water. In that way, no water, no shade, always burning fire out there. But I know that you are attracted by that. Don't go. If you are following me, okay. And not following, then go and you will taste, suffer. Gaur Brahmanande.
Hare go!
So, we want to begin today Roop Shiksha. I have told about Sanatana Diksha something. You should begin Roop Shiksha. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him in prayer, I want to give you 1 drop from ocean of rasa. Begin something, then other will tell. That is why I came today very early. And I wanted that today we should tell अबाउट साधन एंड साध्य. साध्यो टू सर्व श्रीमती राधिका टू बी ए राधिका दासी. दिस इज अवर गोल, हाइएस्ट गोल. देर आर सो मेनी गोल्स, दास्य सख बात्सल्य, बट एस्पेशली चैतन्य महाप्रभु कैन टू स्प्रिंक दिस. एंड वी आर नाउ स्पीकिंग अबाउट दिस, हाउ चैतन्य महाप्रभु taught Srila Rupa Goswami and gave one drop even to Rupa Goswami, that can drown whole world in that rush. Begin.
Puve Gaura Chandraya Radhikai Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Rup Shiksha. So what I have heard from my Guru Varga, I'll try my best to repeat. When
try to understand, and if you are not understanding, or you can make a question, no harm. This is like a East Goshti, not Bhagavad part. So you can ask if you like.
When Srila Rupa Goswami Pad came to Prayag, there he submitted himself at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked for him to give instructions in spiritual life, how to progress. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overjoyed. He said, Para para sunya gabir bhakti rasa sindhu. Oh, the ocean of bhakti rasa is something extraordinary. Ordinary oceans have a shoreline, so they have some limit, some boundary. But this ocean of bhakti rasa, the mellows of transcendental love, it is an ocean with no shores, and no ocean bed also, unlimitedly deep. I cannot describe it completely. So therefore, just to make you taste something, I will describe only one drop. So first of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that in this world, there are innumerable living entities, uncountable, endless amounts of jivas everywhere. And they are wandering in 8,400,000 species of life. What is their nature? Keshagrashatabhagasya. Very small. To give us some idea, Mahaprabhu is quoting from the Upanishads and explaining that if you take the tip of a hair, that is so tiny it's hard to see, but if you cut it into 100 parts and then remove one part and then cut that into 100 parts, then what you're left with, oh, this can give you some idea of how subtle is Jivatma, the soul. Out of millions and millions of souls, most are wandering in lower species, like plants and fish and insects and trees, animals. And they are very rare, those who take birth in the human form of life.
Where these Jiva souls have come?
The Jivas, they are eternal. They have no beginning and end. But they are manifestation of Tathastha Shakti.
So you should clear it. From where you came and why you came.
In the modern day, there is a very common controversy. What is that? Some people have the idea that the jivas have come from Golok Vrindavan. Once they were in the pastimes of Krishna, and leaving that place, they have fallen down into this world. But this philosophy is quite wrong, is incorrect.
Jiva Goswami has quoted all the Shastra quotation that this is wrong. Also Sanatana Goswami, also Srimad Bhagavatam, all these cuts these arguments that Jiva has fallen from Goloka. That place is not from where we can come. Oh, so you go.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. Those who are there, oh, they cannot fall to this place. It is quite impossible. Dhamna svena sada nirastha kukam satyam param dhimahi. The abode of the Supreme Lord can never be touched by maya or illusion. So they cannot forget Krishna, even for one moment. All the jivas in Goloka Vrindavan have manifested from Baldev Prabhu. And in Vaikuntha, the jivas have manifested from Mool Sankarshan. And
so
those
all are liberated.
They are eternally liberated. They cannot fall down or be in ignorance. But those jivas who are in this world, from where have they come? Mahaprabhu has cleared this point precisely. Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Yes, the Swarup of the Jiva is. By constitution, he's the servant of Krishna. Then one may ask, so did we come from there? Mahaprabhu is saying, don't think like this. Krishnera Tatasta Shakti Beda Beda Prakash. The Jiva is the manifestation of Tatasta Shakti. In the spiritual world, everything is manifested from Antaranga Shakti. And in the material world, all things have been manifested by Bahiranga Shakti. And where have we come from? Tatasta Shakti. Not from there, not from here, but from the marginal line. And who lives in that place? The margin between the two worlds?
Also your Prabhupada, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Never anywhere he has not written that they have come directly from Goloka. Yeah. But some they think that he has told. But he has not written. He has written so many things, places, that jeev cannot dissociate from Brahma, Goloka Vrindavan Dham. But some are mis-explaining all his words. He cannot go against Jeev Goswami. He cannot go against Srimad Bhagavatam. He cannot go against Chaitanya Charitamrita. He cannot go against all the acharyas from beginning to end. He cannot go. So he cannot write. We should explain. We should reconcile his words.
So Tatastha Shakti, the jivas who have manifested from this Shakti, they have their origin where? In Mahavishnu. This has been very cleared nicely in Brahma Samhita and in the commentary of Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others. So there should be no doubt about this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's telling Rupa Goswami, the jivas are innumerable and wandering in many species of life. Those who are, after many, many births, they take birth as human beings. But out of so many human beings, those who are civilized, following religious principles, they are very rare. And out of those who follow religious principles, most they only give lip service to religious principles. But in their heart, they're desiring so many material things. Out of them, some may follow Karmakanda, the ritualistic principles of the Vedas, to get elevation to heavenly planets. And of those who are strictly following the principles given in the Vedas, out of thousands of them, one may be Jnani, a person who is not searching for something in this world, but trying to find liberation, to come out from the chain of birth and death. Out of thousands of those who are trying, one may be successful and may be Siddha and liberated. But out of millions and millions of liberated personalities, only one may be Narayana Parayana, dedicated to Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as Gurudev was describing just, out of thousands who may be dedicated to the Supreme Lord, Narayan, who is dedicated to Krishna, very rare. And then Krishna, he may be Dwarkadish Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna, but those who are dedicated to Krishna, Brajanda Nandan, Shamasundar, in Vrindavan, they are so rare. And more rare in Dasya, and in Sakya, Vatsalya, and finally those who are in Madhurya Ras. They are most
give them some sugar-coated medicine, otherwise they are going to sleep.
So,
Radhe, 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 Jagat. Radhe, 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 Jagat, 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 Radhe, 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 Jagat, 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 Jagat
So then, if someone is very lucky, what will happen? Mahaprabhu is saying, Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bij. Wandering through many, many births and many, many lifetimes. Kon Bhagavan Jeev, a jiva, who? Oh, kon, very few jivas who are Bhagavan. That means who have Bhagya, Sukriti, good fortune. Knowingly or unknowingly, they have engaged in some activities which are in relation to Bhagavan, in relation to Bhakti, in relation to Bhakta, the pure devotees, in relation to Ekadasi or Janmashtami or any holy days. They have visited, knowingly or unknowingly, a temple. They have done parikrama or visited a holy place. Somehow or other, knowingly or unknowingly, they have done something in relationship to Krishna. And this has accumulated. And when it accumulates to a critical mass, by the mercy of Krishna, at that time they meet face to face with Sadguru, the bona fide spiritual master.
Oh, this is Shyamrani. After that, stand up. Very good, very good. You should know all these things. Very critical, but you must know all these things.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Dhana Salakaya Chaksura Nivitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Vinam. As Sri Padarama Maharaj was concluding, the disciple, after sufficient accumulation of millions of births, of sukritis and sanskars, impressions on the heart due to performing knowing or unknowing spiritual pious activities, like visiting the temples,
can you give me an example? Can you shut up? Oh, you should give the example of
bird.
The first life of Prahlad Maharaj. Do you know?
Prahlad Maharaj is a Siddha Bhakta. He's an eternal associate of the Lord. Yet, just as Narad Muni is an eternally perfected associate of the Lord, a fraction of him appeared and performed pastimes of a previous life of Narada to teach us by example,
Prahlad Maharaj, I am
yes, how he became perfected. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj in his former life was a debauchee and he left his wife and
not pure devotee. He was a jealous person.
Yes, debauchee.
Yes, yes, very good. Lusty person. Lusty.
And he was in love with
Devotee. Devotee.
He was very lusty and had took the association of another lusty prostitute. He gave her everything that he had, all of his wealth, all of his energy. And when everything was used up, she rejected him. So he became almost ready to commit suicide. He left everything and went into the forest and was wandering about aimlessly, not eating and not being able to think clearly about anything. By Krishna's arrangement, he wandered into a broken down temple, which happened to be a Nisringa temple, the temple of Lord Nisringadev, although he had no idea where he was situated. And that day, because he was so absorbed in his lamentation, he did not eat or drink anything.
And it was a rainy day, also very windy and cold. So he could not sleep. He was lying down in one corner of that temple, lamenting, lamenting. Then
this prostitute, after he left, realized her mistake, and she also became overwhelmed with grief. So she also began to search for her partner. By Krishna's arrangement, she ended up in another part of the same Lord Nrisimhadev temple. And also,
because it was dark, cloudy,
she couldn't see where she was going.
She saw that I am alone.
And he didn't know where he was, and they did not see each other. So they were in the same different portions, different corners of the same Lord Nrisimhadev temple. Now, there was another special arrangement of the Lord that this particular day was Nrisimha Chaturdasi. So unknowingly, they both observed fasting and remaining in the temple of Lord Nrisimhadev. So they got the results of unknowing pious activity called Sukriti, not Sukarma, material pious activity like giving money in charity or opening a hospital, but this is spiritual pious activity in relation to the Lord. So in their next life, he became Prahlad Maharaj and she became the wife of Prahlad Maharaj. So these are one of the many innumerable steps over millions of births that it takes one to attain the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Another example is of a bird. The bird was shot by a hunter in the chest. And in so much pain, he was practically unconscious. So he was reeling about and wandering and wandering. He didn't realize that he had come to the courtyard of a temple. And he circumambulated that temple, which is spiritual activity. But for him, it was unknowing, pious, spiritual pious activity. And then he died right there before the temple. In his next life, he took birth in the family of devotees, and they introduced him to a pure devotee, and he began his path of bhakti. A rat was in a temple, and you know, they're always sniffing around for things to eat. So there was one giwik on the temple altar, and ghee is very tasty. So he went to taste the ghee in the ghee wick. And the ghee wick was almost going out. But because the rat's nose got in the ghee wick, although it was about to be extinguished, he became caught on the fire and he made the ghee continue to burn. So unknowingly, he was doing service to the Thakurji in the temple. And he also got a very good birth in his next life.
One story I will tell. Yes. There was a pure devotee, always chanting and remembering. And he was causeless merciful. He used to go to take bhiksha anywhere. One day he went to a bhiksha and fortunately, he went to a door of a lady, old lady, who was very much against bhakti. That devotee went on the door and knocked the door and told, Radhe, 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 Radhe. It means give me something. But lady became very furious and very angry. Oh, at once you should go. I will not give anything. Go out at once. He came back. Next day again he went and told Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Oh, she became very furious and angry. Oh, I have told you should not come. I don't want to see the face of devotee. Go at once. He returned back and next day again went and knocked the door and told Radhe, 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 Radhe. More louder. She became very angry. And she was at that time cleaning his courtyard by a old cow dung and mud with a old cloth. In India they do. So Shiva is doing. Or she could not tolerate and she took that and throw out to him to beating. And then he gladly took that, oh, mother, you have given me this. And he took that and went to Jamuna and he cleaned it so much. And anyone has given ghee, he kept it in that ghee and made so many batti. He made. And he gave it to Thakurji daily. And what became? Next day again he went. And she was very polite and humble. Oh, I have done so many wrong things. Please excuse me. And after that she became a high class of devotee. She became. So these are the examples of Sukriti mode.
When the disciple takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Or not first. Any association of Madhyam Adhikari. And then he takes him to go. Otherwise not.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot go directly. Never.
For many millions of births, he has the association.
First Sukriti, then this Sadhu Sangha, first. And then Sadhu Sangha next. And then to Guru.
There are two times that the word Sadhu Sangha is mentioned in the verse Ado Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. But one time it's clear. And the first time it's hidden. And one needs the association of real sadhus in order to find that first word, sadhu sangha. Ado is one word which
without any sukriti, knowing unknowingly. You will not be fortunate to have any good association.
Sadhu sangha.
Is there any shloka for this?
Yes.
What?
Bhaktisu Bhagavata Bhakti Sangena Parijayate. Sat Sangha Praptaye Pumbi Sukritai Purvasanshitai. One can only attain bhakti by the association of pure devotees. However, one can only obtain the association of those pure devotees. And the opportunity or good fortune to take his shelter if he has sufficient Sukritis on the background for many, many thousands and millions of births. So at first one performs Sukritis and then one gets the association of a certain class of bhakta, Kanista, then Madhyama.
It may be that if no Sukriti, high class of Uttama Adhikari, Maha Bhagavat, even Narad may come, but you have you cannot recognize. And you will make some offenses to in their lotus feet. Even they are telling Harikatha, but you will not be attracted. At that time, what will be? If they are giving instructions and sweet pastimes of Krishna, you will sleep. You cannot enjoy. You cannot take anything. If there is no sanskar, no sukriti. And if sukriti, what he is telling? Noting down his heart. And he will try to follow. He will not sleep. He will not give that chance. He will avail purely.
Or they will say, when such pure devotee is quoting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that one who hears about the pastimes of Krishna from the pure devotees in disciplic succession, automatically, if one hears with faith, the pastimes of Krishna and his associates, the gopis, he automatically becomes free from lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy. Because pure bhakti, prema bhakti, has been implanted in his heart by that Harikatha. When such persons, without sufficient sukritis and sanskars, hears the pure devotee speaking this verse from the Bhagavatam, they will say, he is against bhakti and he is sahajya. This is only due to lack of sukritis and sanskars. Then by the association of madhyama adhikaris, who have the quality to be able to recognize pure devotees, because the madhyama adhikari makes four distinctions in his behavior and reciprocations. Prema, Maitri, Kripa, Upeksha. He shows love to the Lord. Maitri in three phases, friendship in three phases. He serves as a bosom friend, but with great service attitude, the pure devotees, Uttama Mahabhagwats. He's friendly and shares realizations with those on his own level. He gives appropriate instructions to those Madhyama Adhikaris who are subordinate to him, and he gives Kripa to those who are Kanista Adhikaris just coming to bhakti. Oh, you're such a nice devotee. I cannot thank you enough. You've done so much for me. Here, take a lagdu. Maybe you should get diksha. In this way, giving encouragement. And for those who are against bhakti and bhaktas, upeksha. He ignores them. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada has written in his purport to the verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meeting Rupa and Sanatan for the first time, that in the Krishna consciousness movement, there are many envious persons in the dress of Vaishnavas who are envious of Vaishnavas, and one should show them upeksha. One should neglect them and stay far away. So if one has the fortune of the association of a Madhyama Adhikari, then that Madhyama Adhikari will act as a Patpradarshika guru, or the guru who shows the path by pointing out, here, I know a pure devotee, I know an Uttama Adhikari Bhakta, and I will help you, I will inspire you to take his shelter. When the disciple takes shelter of that pure devotee, the pure devotee gives him the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij. This seed is called shraddha. Internally, the seed manifests as the tendency or desire to serve Krishna instead of matter. One's mind is changed from matter to spirit.
Thank you. Thank you. After the Sansar Brahmite Kano Bhagyaman Ji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latabij. And the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Om Gyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjani Shalakya Chakshuru Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So as we are hearing how the conditioned soul, upon achieving fortune after millions of lifetimes, he gets this rare opportunity to come in contact with the pure devotee who is known as Guru. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej.
Sansar Bhramite.
Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So we heard a fortunate living entity who's been wandering for time immemorial, life after life, in so many destinations where sometimes as animal, insect, deep in the ocean in the form of so many countless aquatics, or he must have been sometimes demigods or even more higher destinations the living entity has gone through. And in all those lifetimes, the living entity has tried level best to enjoy. This is called Sansar Brahman. Wandering in this material world, life after life, in so many species, for the object to enjoy to material sense gratification, but in vain. So then, after accumulating so many Sukritis, as we heard from Shyamalani Didi, what Sukriti is, the spiritual merit, the preliminary spiritual merit by which one becomes qualified to have the association of Sadhu and to be able to understand him, develop that interest, that quest and receptive mood by which the mercy of the Sadhu starts flowing in his heart. So, when he receives this Bhakti Lata Beej, then what it is, first of all, the beej, the seed is called Shraddha, the beginning stage of Bhakti, very first step, Shraddha. Internally, this Shraddha is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire or tendency to serve Krishna. When we are completely are in deep ignorance, covered by the modes of material nature, we have no desire to serve Krishna. We don't know who Krishna is or bhakti or is there any spiritual world. We only have conception of this material world. But now, after coming in touch with the Guru, he knows, he comes to know that, oh, who am I? What is my constitutional position? What is my eternal nature? What should be I doing? What is my true nature? So he understands that, understands his goal of life, and then he starts to follow the path of bhakti, which begins from Shraddha. So gradually now this seed will grow. We will see the further developments, and eventually it will come to Golok Vrindavan, where it will bear the fruits of love. But it is beginning from Shraddha. Very feeble tendency is now taking birth in his heart that I want to serve Krishna. How? By following the path of Shuddha Bhakti.
Who planted?
Sadguru.
The bona fide that is.
Unhone diya mali huya kore se bija
ropan. Oh, mali huya. It is for that person. Devotee. Guru gave by the mercy of himself or by the mercy of Krishna that this seed he gave to that person who was not happy in this world and told that process of planting it and giving water. He told. But he gave to that person that you should plant in your heart and give water. Oh, also save, so that animal cannot graze it. Make a fence. So now duty is whose? Oh, that person. Guru gave this and told all the process. And he went on. You should do. Time to time I will come and see how you are falling or not falling. Now, by that process, he took that seed and planted in his heart. Oh, Gurudev also did something. He plowed his heart and gave some fertilizer. It was like a barren land. But Gurudev, mercifully, he plowed it, took out all kinds of jungles, cut out. Mayavad, Sakhi Bheki, Sahajya and all. Sense gratification. He took off from that land. And he gave first water. What water? Harikatha, sweet. Especially first, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And then, it became smooth and some fertilized. Oh, Guru has also somewhat mushal, plow and clap. What he did? Oh, the demons were against making this land fertilized. Oh, with his club, he drove out all wicked animals and all came from there. So this Guru did. And then he told, oh, now this is fertile and you should plant in this. And then that person followed the process and planted here very, very carefully. And he was waiting for so many days. A sprout served come. Then what became? Madhav Maharaj will speak something. Very, very beautiful. You should try to hear. You cannot hear all these things anywhere in this world. I know. In whole world. Only you are hearing here. You cannot hear anywhere in the whole world. Not even this world or in universe also. Or you can hear it only where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakts are there. Oh, there. And they should be rasik and tattak. Then you can hear.
So, the devotee means sadhak, getting process from Sadguru, he planted the seed in his heart. So, Gurudev make the land fertile, means make the heart our fertile. Just we have heard from Gurudev. And Gurudev order him. We have to water the seed time to time. Know,
Gurudev is the incarnation or manifestation of Baldev Prabhu who has a plow and who has a club.
So, what is the water? Savan kirtan jale karaye sechan. We have to water that seed. Not this ordinary water. What water? What water like savan? We have to hear Harikatha from Vaishnava and from Gurudev. Which you have heard from bona fide Vaishnavas and Gurudev, we have to kirtan that thing. Which you have heard from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we shall tell them to others. It's called Sravan and Kirtan. This is water. You took Harinam or second initiation both, but if you not hear Harikatha, then what will be effect? That seed which was sprouted as before, it will dry gradually.
Any example of this? Oh, Prahlad Maharaj was making fertile the lands of the demon's sons. What he was telling? Something.
Prahlad Maharaj told to his friends, they asked Prahlad, now our master teacher is not here, better we can play. Later we shall hear from you.
Sense gratification like.
They told, oh Prahlad, don't be worried. Now our teacher is not here, let us eat, drink and be merry. Prahlad, no, never. Listen me at first carefully. Kaumarat acharet pragyo dharman bhagavata aniha durlabho manusam janma tadapadhruvam arthadam. What? Kaumarat acharet pragyo. Who will be fortunate? What they will do? From beginning of their life, from their boyhood, from the childhood, what they will do? Dharman bhagavata aniha. They will maintain Bhagavad Dharma. Why? Because this human life is very, very rare. Which you have heard us before, Sivadharana Maharaj from Rup Siksha. The living entity of this world, 8.4 million. So among them, the human species is very, very rare. And you have heard from Gurudev, who came in Krishna consciousness, they are very, 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 very rare. So, who will be most fortunate, most intelligent? they will do Krishna bhajan from beginning. Otherwise, not possible. If you think, oh, let me enjoy this world later on, when I will old, then I may do bhajan. This is not possible. As for example, you want to train your son like a good engineer or doctor or businessman. If you think, oh, I should not send my son to school or I should not teach him in my house. When he will be 60 years old, then I shall start to train him. Is it possible? If any one day will come, he will be a good doctor? Not possible. Similarly, if we want to do bhakti, then we have to start from beginning. So Prahlad Maharaj instructs his friends, we have to start from beginning. Then you can advance in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, not possible. And even being in human life, when death will come, none can say. So tadappa dhruvam arthadam. So you have to start from beginning. So sravan kirtan jale karaye sechan. We have to hear Harikatha from Gurudev and other Vaishnavas. And we have to do kirtan. And what will be effect of that? If we do properly, then sprout will come and the creeper will increase gradually, gradually.
What will be first? Two leaves will come. In folded way.
In creeper, two leaves will come at first.
What are they?
Little garden, you can see, at first the leaves will come like folded position. And the which will come later on outside, it is smooth. And which will go down, it is little rough.
First,
but
what
at first,
seen?
You will see that rough side is
what
up.
First is seen, it is rough. And after that, when the lips is in fold, then rough side becomes?
Go down and smooth side will come.
And
up.
Smooth side come. What is this?
The first two lips are Klesagni and Subhadra. Klesagni means?
If you are positively in the guidance of Guru or Vaishnava, you are following his instructions and chanting, remembering, oh, nine kinds of this bhakti, especially five kinds of bhakti. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavad Sraman, Mathura Bhas, Sri Murtisha. Oh, surely all your problems will go. All your difficulties, sorrow, suffering will go. Sure, if it is not going, it means you are not doing
properly.
And then, second will come.
Subhada.
Subhada. All kinds of Subha.
All kinds of auspiciousness will come.
If so many problems are coming now in your life, you are suffering so much, or it means, or you are not doing properly all these things. You should follow and practice practically. You will see after some days, oh, it will go. And only good fortunate will come. So many good qualities will come automatically. All bad things go away. And after some time, what becomes? Two lips more comes.
After that, the leaves, the upper part is smooth and lower part is rough. What is its significance? The upper part, the smooth part is Raganuga Bhakti. And lower part, means rough part is Vaidhi Bhakti. By Raganuga Bhakti, you can develop very, very easily. That means spontaneous devotion. And rough side means Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative devotion. You have no strong desire to do bhakti. Oh, we have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas and Shastras. If we not do so, if we not do bhakti, we have got to hell without any fail. So must we shall do. And second one, the spontaneous devotion. You have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas. Oh, in Braj, the Sakhas, they are playing with Krishna. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they are nourishing Krishna. Gopis are serving Krishna in so many ways. Just like I am giving one example. Once, Krishna was surrounded with his sakhas and they went to arena, they start wrestling match. And Krishna defeated by Sri Ram. And all sakhas began to clap. Oh, Krishna is loser, Sri Ram is winner. After few minutes, Krishna began to clap all alone. Then also, Krishna, what happened? Why are you clapping? Oh, I am winner, Sri Ram is loser, so I am clapping. Then sakhas told, how come? You don't know? When according to wrestling match, if your back will touch with earth and your rivalry if on your chest, then you are defeated by him. So when Sri Ram was on my chest, then Sri Ram nose was down, my nose was up. So I am winner. This is simple way. So hearing all these things, if someone, I want to serve Krishna with this, like Sri Ram, Subal, etc. And I want to play Krishna, I want to make him happy. So hearing Harikatha and Mother Yashoda, what she is doing? She is testing Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are so naughty boy. I dressed you just now so nicely. You make the cloth dirty. I should not take you in my lap. I should not take any more. You are very naughty. Like a monkey, go play with monkey. And Krishna is stealing butter here and there. Later on, when Krishna has stolen away butter from his mother house, then Mother Yashoda bind him. Oh, hearing this, none can bind Bhagavan. Oh, Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. Oh, I want to also serve Krishna this way. Hearing all this pastime, if anyone want to serve Krishna this way, then greed will come to serve this way. It is called spontaneous devotion, not by fear, but spontaneously want to serve hearing all this thing. Later on, two more lips will come. What are those? Moksha Lahuta Krit Sudhir Lava. Moksha Lahuta Krit means we want salvation. And salvation is not good. So Bhagavan told himself his own lotus lips. Diya manam opina grinnanti bina mat sevanam jana. If I want to donate my devotee the liberation or salvation, what they will do? Prabhu, we don't like. They will not even listen to words Bhagavan. They will close their eyes. We don't want. So if we will do bhakti, then tendency or propensity come from your heart that we don't want salvation. It is too significant. Yet the nothing is there in moksha. And sudur labha. And this bhakti is very, very rare. Are you doing bhakti and savan kirtan? You are watering by savan and kirtan. But you have to remember, Gurudev told us before, you have to make an offense. What offense? Make a fence. You have to make a fence, you should not do any offense. So what is a dangerous offense? Vaishnava aparad. Yadi Vaishnava aparad uthe hati mata, upareba chindetar sukhi jaye pata. If you do Vaishnava aparad, offense in the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then very, very dangerous.
Then what are two remaining lips?
The two remaining lips are Sandananda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna Karsani Chasa. So, what are the two lips? Rest that you will feel so much enjoy, so much pleasure. Always you will be always happy, happy. Sandananda, condensed form of pleasure you will get. And by your bhakti, even you will attract Krishna. And you can control Krishna by your devotion. So to get this, six leaves gradually, gradually, you should not do any Vaishnava parad.
No. Thank you. You should hear very positively. And not down your heart. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri What?
Suppose we come into Guru with ulterior motive. I mean, not with ulterior motive.
Oh, what he's telling. This should be here.
Is it upper?
He said if the disciple comes to his Gurudev, but he has other motives, not for bhakti, for other things, is it an offense?
No. It is ignorance. Ignorance is not offense. If you are knowingly doing, then it will be offense. Otherwise, out of ignorance, you are doing something. Oh, it is ignorance. It can be forgiven. No. Go. Go. Oh, but you should. You should.
We have example of Dhruva Maharaj when he came in the association of Sri Narad Muni, then his condition was similar. He was not coming there to get his mercy to do bhajan or to serve Krishna or the Lord with pure motive. Instead, he wanted wealth. He wanted kingdom so big that even more big than his father had. So, Narad Muni mercifully engaged him in devotional service, knowing that, oh, at this moment it is difficult for him to follow. But gradually, by following, by practicing this path, very soon his heart will be pure, will be cleansed from all this contamination, and he will realize the goal of his life. And that's what we see in the life of all the Acharyas and also Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that how he came to the West, and everyone practically was of that condition, but gradually by engaging themselves in the pure devotional service, they gradually are becoming, some have become purified, some are getting purified on this path.
In the beginning, all are ignorant. They cannot understand. But Vaishnava are so merciful, causeless merciful. Anyhow, they may make any sukriti, and after that they can know. Ignorance may be. But even knowing, and they are doing again offenses, then it will be very high class, very powerful offense, and he will go to hell. Anyone cannot say. Even Nam, even Krishna, very hard. In some cases, Nam can help, but personally you will have to go to them and for him. Then Nam Prabhu may excuse, otherwise not. After that, what became?
Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's continuing with his analogy of the gardener. He's explaining that just as when a gardener is giving water to a creeper, it may be that there are some other creepers there and they start to grow alongside the creeper that he's trying to cultivate. So when he's sprinkling the water, oh, some may go to the creeper, but so much is going to other plants like weeds, which are growing around the creeper. What are they? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, Nisidacha kutinati jiva angsana laba puja pratishtadi jata upasakagan. When the devotee is hearing, chanting and remembering, some weeds may grow in his heart. First of all, nisidacha. Those achar, those activities which are forbidden for Vaishnavas to perform. Achahara priyasascha pajalpo niyamagraha janasangastaloyam cha sadvibhakti vinashati. overeating, over-endeavoring, speaking mundane talk, all of these things, bad association, these are very dangerous things. So Nisidacha, there are some activities which are forbidden for Vaishnavas, and it may be that he becomes entangled in these things. So he should be careful. If any forbidden activity, the desire is coming, oh, then it should be quickly taken out from the heart.
If any devotee, sadhak, is not sincere, but hearing very powerful Harikatha from Guru or any bona fide Vaishnava, oh, what will be? He will not have bhakti. Or instead of bhakti, self-praise will come. All will praise him. They will deny so much wealth, reputation, so many costs, so many all luxurious things. Automatically, they will. Very good, beautiful, young, aged lady will come. Automatically, they will come. So all will come. And what will be? What became of the devotees of Swamiji? Those were not sincere. Oh, very easily they collected all these things and went to their help. There was none to save them. Even they thought that, oh, my Gurudev was not qualified like me. I am taking so much wealth and giving to my Gurudev by hook and crook. He could not do. He depends on me. I can attract so many persons. Oh, he could not attract so much. Oh, we are more than him. But when these offenses came and he could not digest, then what became? They left everything and now they are like zero. Same person even there. Some murdered himself to someone, anyone other murdered, and some are without all these things. No power, nothing, no one gets anything, but they hate. So you should be always careful for this, so that they should not come in. First you should do, and then be sincere and hear, and then all good qualities come.
So Nisidachar, forbidden behavior, Kutinati, duplicity, Jiva Hinsa, enviousness of others, Labha, profit, material profiteering, Puja, the hankering to be honored and worshipped by others, and pratishta, to only accumulate for oneself a great reputation. These creepers, they can start to grow if the devotee is not sincere. If these creepers are growing, then he's giving water. That means he's hearing and he's chanting. But where is this water going? It's going to the weeds. And he's watching the weeds grow and think, oh, my bhakti lata has become so high now.
Now, one thing you should be careful. Oh, it seems that those who are not sincere, but preaching so much, but actually from heart, core of heart, they are not following the instructions of their Gurudev or devotees, or like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. What will be? Oh, so much worldly things will come to them and they will think that, oh, bhakti. And others, those who are ignorant, they will think, oh, this person. Oh, very good singing. Oh, very good in pose. Very sweet voice. And the value of his car is what? How much?
$100,000.
And his house? Oh, effective everything.
Golden palace.
So he is really a sincere guru and powerful or transcendental Vaishnava. Both will be what? Go to hell. But it will seem that he is also singing, chanting name, or he will, when he will be in house, he will not chant. When he will go out of his house, oh, at once he will take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. and he will chant. He will not chant, he will chatter and patter. But all this, oh, very glorious, this person. Really, he is a first-class devotee. We should follow. And what began? After some time, they see that, oh, with a lady, he has fled away. They have run away here. Oh, this is busy. So we should cut from the beginning this. But also there are so many
branches
are coming from its own root.
So all of these things, which are very dangerous, they should be taken out from the root completely, not leaving behind any trace whatsoever. Otherwise they will take all the energy which is going into hearing and chanting. And the growth of the real creeper, it will be strangled and curtailed. So these have to be taken up from the root. But there are some other branches. These are growing out from the same root as the Bhakti Lata. They are attached to the Bhakti Lata. You cannot uproot them. It will be very dangerous. Only you have to pruning, you know, snip them off. What is that? We want to have one mood, one relation with Krishna. It is indicated by the association of Sadguru. With who is our Ishtadev? Who is the object of our love? And how we are related with our Ishtadev, the object of our love. But so many other moods may come. We may become attracted to other methods of service or other forms of the Supreme Lord. For example, it may be that by the merciful indication of Guru, one comes to discover, oh, the potency in my heart is that I have a relationship with the lotus feet of Sisi Radha and Krishna. So we're hearing and chanting. But then a mood comes. Oh, I like the pastimes of Lord Narasingadev. Or I like the pastimes of Sri Ramachandra. Or, oh, wouldn't it be so nice to serve like Mother Yashoda? So these are devotional moods. But they are not, if one will follow these moods, then his bhakti will not be one-pointed in
first,
one mood.
Listen. No. You should cut out even if you think that I should worship Shankar. And he will give me so many wealth and reputation. Oh, it should be cut out. Ganesh, like other demigods, everything, you should cut out. And up to this, this is universe. And then creeper, if you are doing so, then creeper goes out of this. And there, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Ramchandra, even Krishna, Dwarkadhish, we should
pruning.
You should pruning. And if you are going to Vrindavan, Sakharas, Vasalras, you should not cream. What you should do? You should honor and keeping them aside. You should go where?
Straight.
In the lotus feet of gopis. And there, this lata will fruit. Very good fruit. But still it is not ripened. After some time you will rip. By practicing bhakti yoga here, hari katha shraman. Shramanam kirtanam vishnu by this. And then, there it will be ripened. Where? In Golok Vrindavan, in the lotus feet of Krishna. But where is gardener?
In this world.
Yes.
So now, the creeper, that means the devotional mood of the devotee has gone outside of the universe. No more material desires or connections. It came to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, a mood is there. Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, but it should go further and come to Goloka Vrindavan and some fruit will come. What is this fruit? Krishna Prem. The devotee, he's in this world, but hearing, chanting and remembering, and his creeper has gone there. So taking shelter of this creeper, the devotional mood, he himself can go there and though he's in this world,
he will taste here in this world, in bhava state, rati state. Oh, the fruit is there. But coming in this world. Now, by following the creeper, he will try to
climb the creeper.
And he will go there. And there forever he will taste all fruits, very sweet fruit of mine. Go,
Prema. Thank
you, very. In essence of Rupa Shiksha we have told. If anyone is fortunate, they will keep all these things there and heard, and they will fall. And if not, then try to hear again and again and follow Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami and Manasiksha of Chaitanya, Manasiksha. And then you will be happy for it. This is this. What?
The fruit that comes, who is enjoying that fruit?
Oh, I'm not hearing.
The fruit which comes on the creeper, who is enjoying? Who is tasting the
fruit? Oh, the Shadhak. Gardener. Gardener. Guru is expert. He is always there. Yes, he will. He will serve only. Krishna and Radha always enjoy. One drop may come to him. By enjoying Krishna and Radha, he will see and taste like a servant. What?
In Jiva Dharma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says that the jiva goes from the marginal potency either to the material world or the spiritual world by chance. I don't understand why he says it's by chance. Isn't it by his own choice that he goes either spiritual world or material world?
Oh, you should reply.
Actually, if we try to closely understand this truth, first of all, it's an experience which we can only have when we are liberated, not before that. So we are at this moment trying to have as much closer conception of our origin as much we can, so that it can help us to perform and practice bhakti. Now, in Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given 2-3 conceptions to clear this idea. Now, in your question, what you're putting as chance or the choice of the jiva, then actually it is the choice of the jiva. But because the jiva at that point of time is very weak, it's like the seed is not yet developed. So it has all the tendency to get covered or controlled by the inferior energy of the Lord. And because he happens to see the attractive illusory energy first, something like this, so he gets attracted immediately to follow it. This can be taken as chance, because we cannot blame Krishna that, oh, if we are part and parcel of Krishna and we are supposed to go back home, then why did he create this material energy in the first place? Then we would not have the chance to see it, and we will only glance towards the spiritual world and will move forward to the spiritual world. But whereas it is described that when the living entity, when it is in the marginal potency, it is looking towards this material world, then it develops the desire that I want to enjoy, I want to control, I want to lord it over. So then he comes to the Madhava Maharaj, Shripad Madhava Maharaj is telling, it's like the edge of the razor knife, very fine, very sharp, and we drop one grain on that sharp edge. Then what happens? How long it stays on that edge? Very short. We cannot even calculate that period of time. And immediately it should go either side. So it doesn't have that much choice actually to make. But still, that is enough that he leans or he gets inclined to enjoy and he enters into the material world. But of course, we should practice more and more and pray that we can realize this, realize this reality, this absolute reality, and become fixed in our devotional service.
Maharaj, isn't it also a blessing that we did sort of choose to come here? Because those that didn't choose, they went to Vaikuntha. But I've got the opportunity for you to take me to Goloka. Isn't that true?
He's asking, is it a very fortunate thing that we came to this world? Because we have met with you and you will take us to Goloka Vrindavan.
Really, this is not good. Oh, yes, sir.
Sir,
this is okay, but you are not fortunate that you came in this world. Krishna sent Maya to crush you. That you should remember that I should not do all these things. So, we should take the opportunity and try to realize what Vaishnava and Guru is telling. Indeed, now we are fortunate. But before we were something in Maya, crushed in jail. But now you are fortunate, try to follow what we are instructing. And be a pure devotee.
In his question, he was assuming that anyone who does not choose to come to this world automatically goes to Vaikuntha instead of Goloka Vrindavan. Is that correct?
No, it is not correct. Anyhow, he will be this side or that side. This is okay?
Yes.
On a sharp blade, anyone cannot be there. Either there or there. If he comes, then Sarva Shakti will help him. And it may be that there are so many various kinds of devotee. It depends on Sarva Shakti, Yogamaya. He will test your heart and accordingly, he will give the association of that bhakta. Like Gop Kumar, he went also to Vaikuntha. But by the grace of Yogamaya, one of his manifestation, Brahma Jyotishpur, that Mahamaya, Maya, Kamakhya Devi, he gave that person, Gopal Mantra. He could not understand what is this and that. What you can see. So it may be, anywhere he may be, Yogamaya, according to his position, he will arrange his association. And by that association, gradually he will develop.
So it depends what potency is in that.
Yes, potency in your heart. All has some potency of Krishna's relation. All. Among five, you must be there. Any of them, in potency there is in your heart with soul. And it will be developed. Now in human shape, Krishna has arranged everything. And you are lucky and so fortunate to come in association. Now it depends on you, how strong you are and you want to follow. Today, our class is finished. I'm very happy, very successful. Govinda, Govinda Dasis, this management, all are happy. My heartly blessings to all. I think very soon, we will meet in Vancouver and after that,
New Jersey.
It may be that so many devotees will be assembled there. And so, Hari Katha for 4 or 5 days will be. And after that, You may to go to California and from Bezer and so many places. Thank you. Oh, Kirtan. Oh, I invite you all, those who are, those who can manage, no money problem, they can come to India.